Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff. Welcome to Inside the Kitchen. Each week, we spend an hour in the kitchen of one of Kansas City's many celebrated chefs. We select a featured product, we prepare it, we offer some cooking techniques, and then tell you how to present it, pair it with a beverage of your choice, and then have a chat with the chef behind the scenes about his or her personal journey to this profession. In the Kitchen also has a website component, and you can find that at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com. It's shot in high definition. It is the show, and it provides great visuals for the food products and preparation. So when you get to the site, you'll actually be able to retrieve the show segments on demand. This week, we have tremendous chefs in the kitchen. They're from the Blanc Burgers. We have with us Executive Chef Josh Inn and David McCullough. Gentlemen, welcome to Inside the Kitchen.
Thank you.
And today, David wasn't sure whether he wanted to say thank you or not. We are going to prepare their famous Inside Out Burger along with some truffle fries. But I thought before we got to the food preparation, we talk a little bit about Blanc Burgers. It has an unusual venue for a hamburger place. Where did you come up with the concept?
Well, we had seen, you know, from our travels and other places, great little restaurants that featured gourmet burgers. It's something that we personally love to eat. And coming back to Kansas City, it was something that didn't really exist at that point. So we had a lot of fun with creating that, bringing it to life.
And Blanc is white, and the environment is very fresh and clean and white.
Exactly, and the name actually grew out of the decor. When we opened in Westport, there were a lot of bars, a lot of dark wood, and so our designer Jennifer had the idea to paint it white so it would stand out and be different. And I think we achieved that.
So the rest of the name of the restaurant is Blanc Burgers Plus Bottles, and some of those bottles we haven't seen for 50 years.
It's for a while.
Soda pop was a long time ago.
We do have some nostalgic sodas in there. Mm-hmm. People come up to me all the time. Oh, I haven't had that soda since I was a teenager or mm-hmm. even younger.
Uh-huh.
We carry certain things, you know. We have 40 different bottles of soda, you know, from Nesbitt's, which are the big one, Bubble uh-huh. Up. Little nostalgic things like that.
And it has real sugar in it and no high fructose corn syrup.
We do. We have. That's one of our sodas. We actually serve what's called Mexican Coca-Cola, which has pure cane sugar, none of the high fructose corn syrup.
And then also the variety of beers and wine that you serve.
Yeah, our primary focus, even on the bottles, is the sodas, but mainly the beers. We have about 150 beers right now mm-hmm. on the plaza, 100 in Leawood. We like to focus on all different styles, different regions, all kinds of good stuff with beer, all kinds of wonderful. Hopefully we have the 150 best beers, but I'm sure there's a couple that we've missed.
You all have taken some special care with that, which I want to get into now, and that is the relationship that you all have with your food providers, beginning with, of course, your burgers. And Josh, you handpick almost the cattle that's going to be used?
Yeah, we've teamed up with Arrowhead, which is a specialty meat company mm-hmm. here in town. And I'd say it probably took us about at least a good 6 months trying different meats. And we started with locally raised grass-fed cattle from Kansas. Found out that I didn't prefer the flavor of grass-fed beef. And just through looking at different programs, we found a program out of actually California called Vintage Natural Beef, and it's raised all naturally, corn-fed. It's a great product, and we settled on that because it was superior to everything else we had looked at.
So it's the taste. You made these decisions based on taste, and you obviously took some time doing it, and most of us foodies, or many of foodies, believe that it's just all about the grass-fed. And what I'm learning as I'm talking to chefs are, depends upon the breed of the cattle, but there are some positives to corn-fed beef. And one of them is even the quality of the fat and the flavor that that imparts.
Right.
So what kind of cattle are you?
They're actually Holstein cattle.
Holstein cattle.
Yep.
So when you go to get them ground, and I know you have the meat ground in a certain way. What percentage fat, meat? Is it all beef?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We find that I prefer a coarse grind. Mm-hmm. I think a nice hamburger should have a coarse grind. It gives it, you know, the texture. It's not so compacted. It gives it a mm-hmm. little, like you can say, breathing room, creates for a tender burger. The important thing is also the blend, which I can't divulge.
Okay. But it's a secret blend, but.
But I would say, you know, just have some fun. You can go to your local butcher or meat market, somebody that you have a relationship with, and just explore different cuts. You know, grinding some ribeye and will give you some great flavor.
Wow.
Experiment with grinding brisket instead of chuck for like the base of your burger, and you'll find that I think it gives you a richer, more beefy kind of flavor.
So the blend is from different parts of the beef, of the cattle.
Usually you're going to want to start with a base. The most popular would be chuck, but I found we've had good success with brisket and stuff like that. And then adding in maybe some steak trimmings to the base. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to get real crazy, you can just grind a whole ribeye and make it into a burger. But
that would be a crazy, but probably very delicious burger. So again, as we've said before on this show, get a relationship with a butcher in the grocery store, supermarket where you shop, and someone that you can talk to, get a rapport with. And I've been told sometimes you get a different grind or a different selection of meat depending upon whether you're cooking it inside in the frying pan or outside on your grill. And would you believe that to be true?
I haven't found that true in my experience, mm-hmm. but okay. I mean, yeah, I think if you have a good cast iron pan inside, it'll make a good burger. I like a nice char grilled mm-hmm. Flavor from the grill personally. Mm-hmm. But
mm-hmm. Then let's also talk about the buns there, because mm-hmm. they are magnificent. And where do you get your buns, and what do you suggest for those listening?
We work exclusively with Farm to Market, which is, in my opinion, the best local bakery. Here in Kansas City, they've formulated a brioche bun for us that's exclusive to us that I just love. I mean, it's a hamburger bun that's so good you can eat it on its own, actually as a piece of bread.
And you can see the egg, obviously, that's in here. It is very rich and moist, yet, you know, has some body to it to mm-hmm. support what you all put in between the bun.
And I think where most, you know, fancy burgers kind of fall short is with the bread. Personally, a lot of people will take a lot of time to source this local grass-fed, you know, yada mm-hmm. yada yada, mm-hmm. and then they'll put it on a piece of Wonder Bread or something. And to me, the bun is, you know,
it's
half the burger.
It's half the burger.
So,
and your ketchup. It's true. You make your own ketchup.
Yep. Yeah. We make pretty much everything from scratch, and the ketchup was something a challenge that we took on, and it took us, you know, three or four tries to get it right when we were opening back in Westport. But I felt like, you know, let's take on the challenge. Nobody makes their own ketchup anymore. And I think we ended up with a good, unique ketchup that wins over the Heinz fans. You know, it's good enough for them, and then the foodies appreciate it. So it's nice because it appeals to everybody.
If I were describing it, I would say fresh, very tomatoey, and a little sweet, which offsets the intensity of the burger beautifully, mm-hmm. and the pickles. I mean, we're talking about all the trimmings here. The pickle, you make your own pickles.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. Well, that, you know, when you're creating, whether you're doing it at home or you're inspired to come into Blanc Burgers and get this wonderful inside-out burger, when you take a bite, there are several things happening all at the same time, and what we appreciate is the care that Blanc Burgers has taken with each of those items that we're going to find on our plate. And I know you also have a relationship with a local brewery for your beers. What else would you like to talk about as we move into making this meal that you as a restaurateur and those of us at home cooking in our own kitchens, what suggestions do you have? What lessons can we learn about the selection process?
Well, I think I just want to highlight a couple other companies that we work with.
Okay.
We feature Shadow Dairy for all the milkshakes. We use their cream in some of the recipes. I think the fact that we have that kind of dairy here in Kansas City is pretty amazing because there's not a lot of places still around the country making milk like they do. I got a delivery from them last week. We buy their fresh cheese curds, and they had milked the cow that morning. They made the cheese.
Milk is amazing.
And then we got the cheese at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was still warm. And I think even Dave was there. We got the delivery. The bags of cheese curds were warm. And I mean, you talk about squeaky cheese curds. They were the best thing, you know, I had in a long time. So just the freshness, and so we need to support these local people while we have them. And then if we use Foo's Custard also. We have a great relationship with them. They have a great product.
And you have great chocolate shakes as a result of it.
And then obviously Boulevard, we have a great relationship with Boulevard. They make great beer. We're very fortunate to have them also. And I think the part of the reason we've been successful is because of the local partnerships, and carrying strong raw ingredients makes it easier to put it together into a good product.
Well, we appreciate your sense of community and connection. It shows up on the plate. When we get back to Inside the Kitchen, we are going to talk some more with the chef and make that inside-out burger.